Praise the Lord, everybody. We find it a privilege and an honor to stand before you once again. We give honor to God, who is my life, and to my pastor, Pastor Sawyer, to our Elder AV, and to our Evangelist Jones, and to everybody under the sound of my voice, our mothers, and everybody that found in our robbery to come and join us this morning. We are so grateful to find ourselves standing today, just in the Lord's house. It's nothing that we've done that makes us so worthy. It's just simply because God is good. And I'm so grateful just to be alive today, but also to be in my right mind. And that's a mind and a heart that's purpose to serve the Lord with all I have, with my heart, soul, and mind. And I wanted to talk a little bit as I go into the scriptures. And I'm talking about the word again. And when I look at the word again, one of the meanings means one more time, once more. Another meaning of the word again would mean returning to a previous position or a condition. So I can truly say I'm grateful. My heart is just so grateful this morning because I find myself, and the message today will be simply, Lord, thank you for the agains. And it might not sound grammatically correct, but I have to say it the way the Lord gave it to me. And I have to say thank you for the agains. Why? Because I find myself in the Lord's house again. I find myself with a heart and a mind and a desire to serve him once again. So I thank you for the agains. As I listen at the voices on the line, I hear familiar voices, and I know that's my family and the members of New Life. So I thank God for you once again, that what he has kept us all together and kept us in the line of his work, that we would all do and be the people he created us to be. So it's so much to be thankful for, and my heart is just grateful this morning because God has deadened one more time what he has kept us. If we saw yesterday and we're here today, God has done it one more time. And he did it regardless of how we acted or what we did. He simply, because he's full of grace and mercy, God has allowed us to see another day. So what? He has been faithful one more time, and he has what? Did it again. So I'm thankful for the agains. Why? Because it's only that only God's goodness that gets us through another day. If we find ourselves here today and we were here last week, then we could say, for seven more days, God did it again. Yes. When nobody's saying it might have been easy, but yet still he kept you once again. Amen. God is simply just great. He's just great at what he is, what he does, and faithful is who he is. But this morning, I'm simply just grateful for the agains, because he continues to do great things for us time and time again. So this morning, I say, Lord, I thank you for one more time. Yes. I thank you for another again. Why? That you started not robbing. You started not robbing me to allow me to stand before your people. Yes. You started not robbery to speak to me throughout this week and give me a word for your people. Yes. You've been a shield. Once again, you've been a place of refuge. Once again, you are our salvation. So, Lord, I thank you for the again. Because you don't have to do it because you love us so. Because you love us so, what? You've loved us enough to do it again. So, Lord, I thank you for the again. And that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit. And as I was studying and just listening on the Lord, I found that over 30 times in the Bible, God sent word through his prophets and his messengers telling people to return unto the Lord. And as I was studying that, return is one of the synonyms and is a part of the definition of the word again. What? To return to a previous position or a condition. So over 30 times in the scriptures, God sends word to tell through his preachers and his prophets to return unto the Lord. Meaning what? They've gotten out of position. And God loving us so, being so full of love, God, like Pastor always said, God seeks hard after us. So over 30 times he put in the scriptures, turn unto the Lord, return unto the Lord your God. Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 4, it simply says, but when they were in trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, and what? And he was found of them. Even when the Israelites got out of hand and they rebelled against the Lord, He simply said, what? Seek me. And he allowed himself to be found. What? And he heard their cries. I'm just talking a little bit. I didn't get my scriptures yet. Just talking about the goodness of the Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the against. Because what? God realized many, many times you do things, so many things that you don't have to do, but yet and still again, with your love and mercy, you do it again. So I thank you for the one more time. God, use myself as an example. I wasn't always Elder Sawyer. I was this rebellious man that refused to hear and take heed to the word. But yet and still, in all my rebellion, he continued to speak his word one more time. Time after time, he continued to speak and feed me his word, even knowing I was going to rebel at the time. But yet and still, he did it once again. He spoke his word to me once again until he destroyed that stony heart I had. I can talk about myself. It's okay. But I thank him. Because, God, I have to say thank you for your gains. Because at any time, you could have said, never again. Like you said, never again will I flood the earth by water. And because you said never again, it will never happen again. But I thank you that this is not a never again concerning our souls and an ability to hear our word. You're using your preachers and your pastors to lead and teach people that you will spread the word again. Time and time again, you put the word in our mouths that we will share the gospel. So I thank you for the again, because you don't have to, but yet still you do it one more time. And I don't take it for granted that you do it one more time, but I'm not going to take a chance and allow you to do it one more time and not take heed to it. I thank you how you spared my life, that you gave word to me one more time, knowing that I will receive your word. And after I receive your word, not only be a hearer, but I will be a doer of your word. So I thank you for the again. In Zechariah 1 and 3, he talks about what? Therefore, say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I'll return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. That's how great and faithful our God is. So if we put it in the scriptures 30 times, and that's over 30 times that the Israelites got out of line, angered the Lord, yet and still, with his love and mercy, yet and still, he allowed them to cry out and seek him again, and he allowed himself to be found of them. So when he devotes over 30 scriptures about returning unto the Lord, how much love can one show? Is that not love? So everybody say, Lord, thank you for thee again.
Lord, thank you for thee again.
Because you didn't have to, but yet and still, being full of love and being the God you are, you do it one more time. So I thank you for even one more time for opening up the line this morning, allowing us to call back in that we will hear a word from you. We thank you for one more time that you have allowed us to assemble us. You know, we're not physically together, but we're together. You can do it any way you choose to do it, but we're together. So one more time, you have allowed us to assemble ourselves together on this line. And for that, I say thank you. You're simply worthy of all the praise. I thank you for being in my right mind one more time, because at any given time, I don't take my deliverance for granted. You didn't have to deliver me from lying, cheating, and stealing, and drinking. You didn't have to deliver me from that. But yet still, you delivered me. You've done it one more time. You've kept me one more time. And Lord, I thank you. I don't take it for granted. It's not about my own strength that I find myself in my right mind. It's not about my own strength that I find myself. Give me the glory and praise that's due unto you. It's simply because you are God and you are good. And you are worthy of all the praise. So I thank you for the gains. I thank you for the one more time that you continue to allow us to serve you. You allow us to participate in your word. And for that, I say thank you. God is so worthy of the praise. And when you love the Lord and when he places understanding in you, when you understand the grace of our God, and you know, grace will help you understand and appreciate mercy. When you understand what God went through, what to draw us back unto himself, you can understand the mercy that was extended unto us, you know, and you live a life of gratefulness, because you appreciate, it was nothing but mercy. I'll use myself for example. I did everything I could to kill myself. Yet still, God would not let me die. put myself in so many different positions where it was driving drunk, being at the wrong place at the wrong time, yet still God did not allow me to die and continue to feed me his word. I was out of position so many times for such a long period, but yet still he allowed me to end up in position. And I'm talking about in position, in right standing with him. And we're talking about all day with right standing. There's only one way to be in right standing with God. And that's why we look at one of the definitions of, again, being going back to a previous position or condition. And we're going to go into our scriptures this morning. And our scripture will be coming from John 3:3. And it reads as follows. John 3:3 reads, Jesus in answer said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Then he continued to talk to Nicodemus. He said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. And then we're going to go into one more scripture. It's John 14:3. Well, I'll just read 1-3. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. So, Lord, we thank you because these are two most important agains you'll ever hear about. Every word of God is true and important, but I'm talking about being born again. We cannot spend eternity with God unless we are born again. That means born of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is of the flesh. And Jesus is trying to explain to Nicodemus, you have to be born of the Spirit. That means receiving and understanding that Jesus is who he says is, the Son of God. Have faith in him and believe that he rose and died again on the third day, having all power in his hands. Then we are filled with the Spirit of God. And we become the sons and the daughters of God. And we have his Spirit in us that cannot perish. So what? Now that we are sons of God, we return to a previous position. Think about Adam. Adam was in right standing with God until he sinned. And because this sin was imputed unto all mankind, what? We were all born separated from God. So from the very beginning, well, after Adam's sin, what? We are all born in a position where we have to be reconciled back unto God. We have to get back to our former right position in God. So yes, we have to get back in position. It's only by being born again, what can we be returned to our previous right position with God. And God puts a life, he spends all of our lives getting the word out to us. No man will ever be able to say they haven't heard of Jesus. No man will have no excuse to say they never heard the gospel. We will be without excuse. But part of the definition of, again, meaning what? Return to a previous position. Adam was good until he sinned. He was in right standing with God till he sinned. And his sin was imputed unto all mankind. So now, because Adam sinned, we all have to return unto the Lord. We all have to do what? Be born again. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So we all have to be born again. So, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity of being born again. Because you could have just said, forget it all. But yet still, you, through your son Jesus, you opened up the door and you made the door that what? We can be reconciled back unto you. So, Lord, I thank you for thee again. Jesus is the only way that we can be reconciled back unto the Father. And Nicodemus said, well, how can a man be born again? Yes, that's the only way. It was to be born of the Spirit. And as I was studying, yes, being born again, that means what? Born twice, physically born and born of the Spirit. And think about it. If you're born only once, guess what? You're going to die twice. But if you're born twice, you only die once because we have an imperishable spirit. The Spirit of God does not die. So if you're born once, you're going to die a physical death, and you're going to die a spiritual death. But if you're born twice, you only die once, that physical death. The writer Adrian Rogers wrote that. So Jesus simply, his message is simple. You must be born again. No man can see heaven or the kingdom of God unless you are born again. So, Lord, I thank you for the again. Simply, you alone are worthy. And yes, sir, you continue to do it again, again and again. What you feed us, your word. You shield and protect us. You continually can be a place of refuge for us. Day after day, you are our salvation. You are our keeper. You are the bishop of our souls. Yet still, you continually do it one more time. What? That we would have the opportunity, what? To be your children, to be called the sons and the daughters of God. So, Lord, I thank you above all for the agains, because I know you don't have to. Time and time again, you spoke to me, you sent your word to me, and I rebelled and rebelled, but yet still you sent your word one more time. You sent your servant one more time, and that's what we're called out to be. We ought to be living a life of gratefulness unto God, that we're compelled to what? Tell of his goodness, to tell of his saving strength. If we truly understand how good God is, and we understand who he is, we ought to be compelled to share the gospel everywhere we go. We ought to be compelled to live a life that's pleasing to him. Everything about God ought to be first. And if we have the Spirit of God living in us, we ought to be speaking Jesus all the time, because Jesus came to give glory to the Father, and the Spirit came to give glory to Jesus. And you have the Spirit of God in you. You ought to be preaching Jesus. You ought to be praising him. You ought to be seeking him every minute of every day. You ought to be listening for his voice, trying to be more like him each and every day. That's what his Spirit came to do, that what we would be more and more like Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the gains, because I know you didn't have to. But yet still, with all your love and grace and mercy, you send word one more time. So I thank you for the gains. You didn't have to keep me, whether I got it right or whether I got it wrong. Yet still, again, you woke me up this morning. Yet still, again, you speak a word to me. Yet still, again, you lead and guide me. Time and time again, you allow me to what? To get back in a rightful position with you. Time and time again, you lead and guide me to the people you want me to share the gospel with. Time and time again, you give me the words to speak. Time and time again, you tell me when to speak and when to be quiet. Time and time again, you lead me. Time and time again, you keep me. So I thank you for it again. Because I know you don't have to. But because you love us so, you do it one more time. And I thank you for the one more time. Because they used to sing a song back in the day, if you die now, you don't have to die no more. And the thing is that one more time. You must be born again. That's the only way you can see the kingdom of God. You have to be born again. And we ought to be driven. What? Not only by being born again, but know that Jesus said, I am coming back again. He's coming back. And because he said it, it has to happen. And he says, well, I will receive you unto myself. And I look so forward to seeing him again, to see him. Because he said, when we say we're going to be like him, we'll see him as he is. So I so look forward to it. But as he continues what to give me breath again, I will tell of his goodness and his saving strength and his power. As he continues to wake me up again, I will give him glory throughout my life. Because he alone is worthy. We were simply created for his glory. So, Lord, I thank you for the again. It's nothing that I've done that's so great, but it's simply because you are great and you are God. Stand here by your will. Nothing that I did so great, but it's by your will I stand here. So I thank you for the gains and the one more times. Every one of them. I take nothing for granted. I can never repay you for all that you've done, but I love you for who you are. I serve you for who you are. I thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of your people. I thank you how you continually keep us. And I thank you for the gains. Forever grateful. Why? Because I know you don't have to. You don't have to, but yet and still, you do it again. You give us the opportunity, what, to get in position, the right position, at peace with you. One more time, you do it. And I am grateful. And when you get an understanding of who God truly is, how can you not serve him? How can he not be the focus of your life? At any given time, at any given place, he could have took my life, but yet still he didn't. Grace kept me. Grace keeps me. I think about myself during the week. I apologize. I ask the Lord for forgiveness because my mindset wasn't always good this week. Yeah, I know the scriptures, be a good soldier, had the right mindset. Maybe I didn't say anything wrong, but I was complaining on the inside, and I serve a God that knows all things. Yes, I know the scripture, the battle is not yours, it's mine, saith the Lord. But he don't deserve all that mumbling and complaining. He knows just because I didn't say it physically, it's not like he don't know. So I ask for forgiveness from the Lord. Why? Because he knows and he cares. But Lord, I thank you for the, again, one more time you allow me to get it right. One more time you allow me to place it all in your hands. Really place it all in your hands. One more time you allow me to speak your truth. One more time you allow me to learn more of you. One more time you allow me to draw closer to you. Because I know your return is soon. And you said, I'm coming again. And I so look forward to your coming again. So look forward to it. And I thank you that you're coming again. So, Lord, we bless you for one more time. We bless you for allowing us to get back into our previous position of being in right standing with you. You made a way. His name is Jesus Christ. You are the truth. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the life. You gave us life. We only have life in this life through Jesus Christ. So I thank you for this place of worship you prepared. Why? Because you've allowed us to be the people you created us to be. I thank you for the vision you allowed us to take part. I thank you for the woman of God that you gave a vision to. We honor her this morning. Why? Because he loved us so that he would send a messenger through her. He'd give her a vision and allow us to come and be the people he created us to be. Simply that we would spread the gospel and that we would know what we're doing when we get out there. She's preparing effective witnesses for the Lord. She's accepting a great assignment for the Lord. Once again, God, you've used your servant to lead and guide your people. And we honor her this morning. She's a great example of a servant of the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you for the again. Thank you for being God and God all alone, having all power in your hands. And I thank you that you continue to do it one more time. Thank you how you made a way through your son, Jesus Christ, that we all must be born again. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that's coming back again. You are worthy of the praise. And Lord, we thank you for the agains. Pray my strength in the Lord.